Hey, History of Persia fans. Before Persia, another civilization controlled the Middle East. The very first civilization, the inventors of writing itself. From the clay tablets of ancient Mesopotamia come the oldest stories. The history and myth of the first Mesopotamians is the subject of the Oldest Stories podcast online at oldeststories.net. If you like ancient history, come check out the Oldest Stories after you listen to this episode.
The history of Persia is intertwined with conquest. It began with conquest when Cyrus, king of a small city called Anshan, set out to build the greatest empire the world had ever seen. In a series of stunning campaigns, he achieved just that, becoming one of the greatest conquerors in history and basically started Persian history. After all, you don't get the title the Great for nothing. But he wouldn't be the last great Persian conqueror. Other Persian rulers like Darius the Great, Mithridates I, and Ardashir I would go on to become great conquerors on their own, establishing their own great empires and legacies. If you want to hear their story, and the stories of other great conquerors, many of whom are far less famous despite their great achievements, join me, Ramzi Shalah, on my podcast, The Conquerors Podcast, available on all platforms you listen through.
Gamarjoba, and welcome to the History of Saakashvili, Georgia. I'm your host, Roberto, and this is episode 38, The Final Siege of Petra, Phase 2. In this episode, we will conclude the Siege of Petra. I want to thank my Patreon members, who have been amazing as always with their continued support. This show couldn't run without you. I'm going to give you all a shout-out now, thanks to Audrey Neeson, Mark Lemke, Andrew Schneider, Mitchell Dutt, Eric Nicholson from Ranking 76, Gerald Eliasser, Hallie Koontz from Quest Friends, Quinn Campagna from Noblesse Oblige, Mandy Robertson, who is our amazing artist, and David Montgomery from The Siecle. You are all amazing, and I value each and every one of you. The Siege of Petra continued. The Roman troops had broken through the walls of Petra and forced the Persians into the Acropolis of the fortress. With their enemy holed up, the Romans offered pledges of peace and safety to the Persians if they surrendered immediately. They refused, of course, and prepared themselves for their ultimate doom. This would be their last stand. This way, at least if they perished in the fortress, their Shahanshah could commend them for their bravery instead of berating them for surrendering while they still had life in them. Better a hero's death than a coward's way out. Bessus, of course, did not want to lose more Romans to the Persians and commanded one of his soldiers to go up as close as he could, in relative safety, and read a missive that he had written for the occasion. This soldier did so, saying, quote, "Most noble Persians, what has come over you that you are clinging to destruction, courting death with such an irrational passion, and conspicuously dishonoring your valiant deeds? For it is not a manly thing to resist the inevitable, nor wise to refuse to submit to those who have won. Nor, on the other hand, is it inglorious to live by accepting the situation that chance has brought. The charge of dishonor is justly refuted by any necessity that offers no hope of rescue, even if it involves the most shameful actions, for evil, when it is unavoidable, is naturally followed by forgiveness. Do not, therefore, emulate madmen in the midst of predictable danger, and do not give your safety away in exchange for arrogance, but rather, call to mind that it is impossible for the dead to come to life, or the living can destroy themselves at a later time, if indeed that seems best. So, make your final deliberation and consider well your interest, knowing that those decisions are best that can still be reversed by those who have made them. For we, on our part, pity you even though you are fighting against your own friends, and spare you though you are courting death, and we expect, as is customary for Christian Romans, to feel compassion for you though you throw life to the winds, and look upon it as a trivial matter. The difference for you will be simply this, that by shifting your allegiance for the better, you will have Justinian instead of Hosroes as master, and we agree to give you pledges to make this binding. Do not kill yourselves when it is possible to be saved. It is not a good thing to linger fondly in danger for no advantage whatsoever, as this is not playing the part of brave men, but simply courting death. He is noble who steels himself to endure the most severe fate when he can anticipate from it some benefit. For men do not applaud voluntary death when even the surrounding danger offers hope for better things, but a useless destruction of life is rash folly, and senseless daring that leads to death under a pretense of being dynamic merits no praise, at least in the judgment of thinking men. Furthermore, you are bound also to take into consideration that you may seem to be showing some ingratitude toward God, for if he wished to destroy you, my men, he would not, I think, have put you into the hands of those who are striving to preserve you. That is our position. Now you must decide what you think should happen to you. End quote. The Persians wanted to hear none of this, and shut their ears, pretending not to understand the words of the Roman soldiers, and just went la la la. The Roman soldier returned, and Bessus waited. After a few moments, there was a lack of response from the Persians. He raised his hand, and gave a signal to his men. The Romans hurled great balls of fire into the Acropolis, and waited to burn out their enemy.
Hello and bonjour. My name is Josh Zucker, and I want to take you on a journey through some of the most exciting events of the late Middle Ages. Valois Burgundy was one of the medieval world's greatest what-ifs. Its dukes inherited, conquered, and politicked their way into forging a state between the German Empire and the Kingdom of France that rivaled them both. From the Hundred Years' War to the Holy Roman Empire, from urban workers to Joan of Arc, and from gallant knights to gunpowder weapons, the Grand Dukes of the West had a part to play in almost all of Western Europe's biggest developments in the 14th and 15th centuries. If you want to learn more about the glamorous rise and dramatic fall of the Dukes of Burgundy, please join me for Grand Dukes of the West, A History of Valois Burgundy.
Hello, everybody. This is Trevor Cully, host of the History of Persia podcast. From about 550 to 330 BC, most of the Middle East was ruled by the Achaemenid Persians. The Achaemenids pioneered the concept of a truly multinational empire, which incorporated people from as far away as India and Greece for over 200 years. The story of Persia discusses the fall of ancient civilizations, the origins of endurance racing, 300 Spartans, the March of the 10,000, and at least one evil priest who replaced and impersonated the king, all before falling with the dramatic close at Alexander the Great's conquests. If that story, and the story of the cultures that surround it, sound interesting to you, check out The History of Persia at historyofpersiapodcast.com, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
The flame spread all along the Acropolis, engulfing the building. The Persians shrieked out in horror, their life flashing before their eyes. There were no reinforcements arriving to save them, and there was no way out of the building. Death by flame, although a sin to Zoroastrians, was better than death by Roman sword. The Romans watched in amazement at what took place. Then, silence filled the air, with only the remaining crackle of flames along the wooden structure. It became apparent to them that Lazica was valuable to the Persians, and the Persians would do whatever they needed to do to keep it. With the battle now concluded, the remainder of their enemies looking like bad barbecue, the Romans plundered the fortress. Hosroes had the misfortune of arming the fortress to the teeth, and for each soldier there, they had enough equipment to supply 5 men. They also found enough food supplies to hold the siege for 5 years if needed. Procopius does mention a small complaint that Persian wine remained a bit sour, but they had a bunch of beans they could eat. Then, they're surprised that the Persians had water, since the Romans thought they had cut off Petra's water supply. And a bit of a side tangent. Hosrus had known that the Romans would cut off the water supply of the city almost immediately, so he ordered his men to build a very deep trench and placed 3 pipelines within it. One would be at the bottom, would be covered by mud and stones up to the middle, then a second one placed on top of that, and then a third one near the top that would remain visible. This way, if one was destroyed, there would be other pipelines bringing water in. The Romans, of course, saw the visible pipeline and cut it. And because they found the one, they did not search for more, since they thought that the Persians would no longer have access to water. However, as the siege continued, they learned that the Persians still had water, so they dug deeper and found a second pipeline, which they destroyed as well, and thought that now the Persians would suffer and surrender. Now that Petra was captured, they saw that there was still water flowing inside and became quite perplexed. They asked the Persian prisoners how they had water, and the Persians told all, lest they lose their lives. Bessus, after hearing this, sent all the prisoners back to Constantinople to Justinian, and he razed Petra to the ground. The fortress had taken 3 sieges, but this was no longer going to be an issue for the Romans because this defensible position along the Black Sea coast was now gone. Emperor Justinian praised Bessus for finally getting the job done and boasted about his wisdom in tearing down the fortress. To connect with us, feel free to find us on social media under @history_Georgia or on Facebook at The History of Sacagawea, Georgia. Our intro music is Bindi Speria Sopeli by Zadashe. They'll be touring the US in September 2024, so keep a lookout for them. To help this podcast continue, please feel free to subscribe to our Patreon or donate via Ko-fi or PayPal. The links are in the episode description, and we will be making an episode on David Gariezi. He is a monk that is very famous in Georgia. If you would prefer donating something a bit more tangible, we also have an Amazon wishlist for you to peruse. The best way to help us is via review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast host, as it goes a long way with getting the word out about the show and helping us reach new people to learn about Georgia. Madlaba Danakvambis, and thank you for listening to The History of Sacagawea, Georgia. See you next time.
Hey, History of Persia fans. Before Persia, another civilization controlled the Middle East, the very first civilization, the inventors of writing itself. From the clay tablets of ancient Mesopotamia come the oldest stories. The history and myth of the first Mesopotamians is the subject of the Oldest Stories podcast online at oldeststories.net. If you like ancient history, come check out the Oldest Stories after you listen to this episode.
The history of Persia is intertwined with conquest. It began with conquest when Cyrus, king of a small city called Anshan, set out to build the greatest empire the world had ever seen. In a series of stunning campaigns, he achieved just that, becoming one of the greatest conquerors in history, and basically started Persian history. After all, you don't get the title the Great for nothing. But he wouldn't be the last great Persian conqueror. Other Persian rulers like Darius the Great, Mithridates I, and Ardashir I would go on to become great conquerors on their own, establishing their own great empires and legacies. If you want to hear their story, and the stories of other great conquerors, many of whom are far less famous despite their great achievements, join me, Ramzi Shalah, on my podcast, The Conquerors Podcast, available on all platforms you listen through.